Midrash, chapter at Mishnah 2. So while we're on the topic of a Baal Keri, so the next few Mishnahs go into what is considered a Baal Keri and what's not. So Eli Baal Kran, Shan Tshrichim Tefillah, when is a person a Baal Keri that he has to go to the mikveh? So it says, Ra Mam Chalukim or Akurim. He says, if a person is going to the bathroom, he's passing water over there, and he discharges, he sees while he's going to the bathroom, he sees some other kind of substance coming out. It says, Betchila, if it's at the beginning of he's going to the bathroom, Taur, then we assume he's pure. We assume the other substance is urine that just got, overcooked, overbaked. But in the middle or the end, so then Tama, then we assume it's a proper emission, and then he would be Tama. Mitchila v'adsof, if it's from the beginning all the way to the end, then tar, then we assume that he's pure, because again, it's urine that was just kept in too long. He should have gone to the bathroom before. Levanim v'nimshachim tama, if the liquid he sees is a white and viscous, then he is impure. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, levanim ka'akurim, he says white is like opaque. So he holds that the person would be impure only if he discharged white liquid in the middle or the end, but not if it is at the beginning, according to Rabbi Yossi.